Boy, you sure bought a lot of tickets for that Garth Brooks show in Chicago. 180,000 of them sold in 3 hours on Friday. We knew he'd sell out the first one. I figured he'd sell four. I thought he would add Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and, you know, that would be certainly a nice beginning. I didn't know he wanted to go live there and do 10 shows.
Now he's not going to become a Bear fan, is he?
I don't know. 180,000 tickets at the first of football season. There's probably some suspect going on there. But he sold a lot of tickets, and it's a splashy comeback for him. And again, he'll have new music out in November. He'll release his old music before that on his digital, and he's not through making headlines yet. That is just something, those 10 concerts. They just kept selling and selling and selling.
Yep.
Meanwhile, more alcohol problems at country shows. 50 people arrested, 46 treated for alcohol-related illnesses at a described nutso, liquor-soaked Keith Urban show in Massachusetts near Boston. The police and fire there had to declare a mass casualty incident. That's what they do when there's a plane crash. They had to get ambulances from all surrounding towns of Foxborough, Eastern, Norton, Plainville, Northern Attleboro. It was crazy. 46 people were transported to the hospital from that concert.
Well, Jimmy, if you listen to today's country music, I mean, what do you expect?
You know, that's true. That's really interesting. And I was a little surprised the fact that it was a Keith Urban concert.
Yeah,
I don't know. I had a generalized idea of who went to that, but I didn't think it was people. The bro country shows, maybe, but that was a little surprise. And Urban had no idea any of this was going on, my dad. Now, Aldean shows down in Washington and Pittsburgh were a little bit more calm. They cut back on the tailgating. That seemed to help a little bit. But still, 32 people had to be taken by ambulances to the hospital.
Wow.
That's a pretty big number.
Yes, it is.
You know, I mean, I don't know. It's, I don't know. This is a very confusing issue out there, and it seems to be going on every weekend. We got American Idol coming to town this week. That's always crazy. Always crazy. And Scarlett Johansson's movie was the number one movie over the weekend. It beat Oh Hercules pretty badly, but it only got a C+ in CinemaScore. And people tell me, if you go to that movie, leave before the last 20 minutes and you'll like it better.
And me, I'm looking for the Family Guy Simpsons crossover on Fox. I can't wait.
There you go.